For many Canadians, few holiday seasons will rival the anxiety of 2020, when we had to rely on social distancing and virtual get-togethers as we waited for a global pandemic to assuage. Faced with concerns about the present and future of COVID-19, only 37% of Canadians told research company and Glacier Media in December 2020 that they expected the holiday season to be more fun than stressful. This year, 56% of Canadians, up 4 points since 2022, foresee the season to be more fun than stressful, while just over 1 in 4, 27%, down 2 points, predict it will be more stressful than fun. The proportion of Canadians who foresee an enjoyable time in the next few weeks is the highest in 6 years of tracking. Expectations of a stressful holiday season are highest in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 32%, followed by Ontario, 29%, Alberta, 27%, Atlantic Canada, 26%, British Columbia, 25%, and Quebec, 24%. Financial concerns can make the holidays problematic. In late June, confidence in the Canadian economy reached 41%, 6 points higher than at the start of the year. We will see how Canadians are feeling at the start of the 2024, but almost half are trying to maintain a prudent budget right now. When we asked Canadians how much money they think they will personally allocate to gifts, food and decorations during this holiday season, 6% told us that they would not spend a dime. For 47%, expenditures will top at $500, while 27% expect to devote anywhere from $501 to $1,000 to season-related activities. When it comes to frugality, Alberta is the leader, with 60% of residents saying they will not go over $500 on gifts, food and decorations. Saskatchewan and Manitoba are next, 50%, followed by Ontario and Quebec, 47% each. This is a stark contrast to what we observe on two coasts. Almost half of British Columbians, 49%, say their holiday expenditures will go over the $500 mark. In Atlantic Canada, the proportion rises markedly to 58%. More than 3 in 5 Canadians, 63%, say their holiday budget is about the same as it was last year. For almost 1 in 4, 23%, it is lower than in 2022, a group that includes 27% of women, 26% of those aged 35 to 54 and 29% of Atlantic Canadians. Only 13% of Canadians, and 20% of those aged 18 to 34, say they will be spending more on gifts, food and decorations this year. Our annual look at holiday fare sees the staples of the season holding steady, with majorities of Canadians saying they like turkey, 83%, down 1 point, cranberry sauce, 65%, up 1 point, and Brussels sprouts, 60%, unchanged. At least half of Canadians are also looking forward to eggnog, 56%, up 1 point, fruitcake, 58%, up 3 points, and mince pies, 50%, up 2 points. The big drop in 2023 is for plum pudding, which went from 52% in 2022 to 47% in 2023. Mulled wine is appealing to 37% of Canadians, up 1 point. Residents of the prairies are not immense fans of dried fruits. Only 45% of Albertans like fruitcake, and just 34% of residents of Saskatchewan and Manitoba enjoy plum pudding. On eggnog, Albertans are in a league of their own, with 67% saying they like this holiday beverage. British Columbia, 65%, and Atlantic Canada, 61%, are next on the list, followed by Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 56%, and Ontario, 56%. In Quebec, only 41% of residents like eggnog. It is tough to tell how much translation, loosely, milk of hen, plays a role in these low numbers. Finally, we look at the complex issue of greetings. Merry Christmas maintains its dominance over Happy Holidays across the country, 61% to 21%. However, this year's results represent the lowest proportion of nationwide Merry Christmas responses. A generational shift is partly responsible for these changes. Canadians aged 18 to 34 are fonder of happy holidays, 28%, than their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 22%, and aged 55 and over, 13%. Since 2018, Happy Holidays has gained 7 points nationally, while Merry Christmas has lost 13 points. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from December 1 to December 3, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.